We start today's other headlines in Ukraine, where a massive Russian drone and missile barrage killed at least 25 people overnight, including 3 children. 2 apartment blocks collapsed in the attack on the western city of Chernobyl. At least 24 people are still unaccounted for. Meantime, in Turkey, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky met with Turkey's president today, with both leaders expressing their commitment to a peaceful settlement to the war. Turkey has strong ties to Russia, and Zelensky is hoping that President Erdogan can help convince Russia to end the fighting.
We talked substantively about the situation in diplomacy. There is no alternative to peace. Russia must understand that there can be no reward for waging war and committing killings.
Also today, the Trump administration has dispatched Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to Kyiv. A defense official tells the NewsHour that it's a diplomatic mission, not a military trip, and that he'll also speak with Russian officials. It comes amid reports that the U.S. and Russia are hammering out a proposal for ending the war without the involvement of Ukraine. Israel's military stepped up its strikes on southern Lebanon today as it targets what it says are Hezbollah weapons storage facilities. Israel says Hezbollah fighters are regrouping in the area but did not provide evidence. The group says it has abided by the terms of a ceasefire that require Hezbollah to end its military presence along their shared border. The attacks come a day after an Israeli airstrike killed 13 people at a Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon. It was the deadliest incident since the ceasefire started a year ago. In North Carolina, federal immigration agents have expanded their operations to include the state's capital, Raleigh.
They just keep going into this job site, this building site in downtown Cary, and just keep pulling people out and putting them in that car.
Cell phone footage captured federal agents arresting multiple people at a construction site Tuesday in a Raleigh suburb. Meantime, in Charlotte, Homeland Security officials said today that more than 250 people have been arrested since an operation started there last weekend. That's about double the figure from earlier this week. Onlookers at a shopping mall yesterday described one such arrest.
When we got here, he was on the ground, and they had their rifles pointed at him, and he was just screaming for help.
North Carolina has become the latest focus of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration following similar enforcement efforts in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago. Federal officials have provided few details on those arrested. The U.S. trade deficit dropped sharply in August as President Trump's global tariffs took effect. The Commerce Department reported a 24% fall in what the U.S. bought from other countries compared to what it sold. It's one of the first concrete examples of the economic impact of the Trump global tariffs, which took effect on August 7th. Today's report was delayed by more than 7 weeks because of the government shutdown. AI giant NVIDIA posted quarterly results this afternoon that surged past expectations. The company generated $57 billion in quarterly revenue and provided stronger than expected sales guidance. The results came after the closing bell on Wall Street and are expected to ease concerns about an AI bubble. Ahead of those results, stocks posted modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 50 points. The NASDAQ rose around 130 points. The S&P 500 ended the day with a gain of about 25 points. And Roger Federer is heading to the International Tennis Hall of Fame. The body's honorary president, Kim Clijsters, told the tennis legend via video link in his first year of eligibility.
It is my great honor to officially let you know that you are going to be inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2026.
Federer was the first man to win 20 Grand Slam championships, racking up 8 Wimbledon titles and 5 consecutive U.S. Open wins. He called it a tremendous honor. Curaçao is now the smallest country by population to ever qualify for a World Cup. The island nation's team held Jamaica to a draw yesterday to advance to the tournament. Curaçao is an autonomous Dutch territory of just 156,000 people. So that meant the team relied heavily on players born and raised in the Netherlands. They take the record from Iceland and its 350,000 people, which made the World Cup back in 2018. Fans celebrated the achievement in Curaçao's capital last night, saying their time had come.
I think we deserve this, and then we are now going directly to the World Cup with our players. It's time to celebrate for us right now.
And Haiti soccer fans also have reason to celebrate. Their team is heading to the World Cup after beating Nicaragua yesterday. It'll be the first time Haiti will play in the tournament since it was held in West Germany back in 1974. Still to come on the News Hour, a new PBS News poll shows Democrats with an edge ahead of next year's midterm elections. The benefits and risks of more artificial intelligence being used in K-12 education. And a new exhibition showcases the pioneering work of fashion designer Andrew Ginn.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.